Welcome back to Interactive Wrestling Radio. On the Newsmaker line with us is the Impact Wrestling Knockouts champion, Taya Valkyrie. Taya, are you with me?
Yes, I am, and happy to be here. How are you today?
I'm doing great. It's so great to have you on the phone. It's been a crazy media day for you, hasn't it?
Yes. Started bright and early, and we're still going. But it's good. We're in Las Vegas. How can you say no to that?
Yeah. I almost said the city that never sleeps, but I think that's New York. So let's go with Sin City.
Yeah, Sin City, Vegas, yeah.
That works. All right. So you guys took part in the SHOT Show, which kind of speaks to your new TV station, the Pursuit Channel. How did you enjoy two tickets to the gun show? How did you enjoy being
literally
in the gun
show? Literally the gun show, for real,
yeah.
right? It was interesting. I've never been to anything like that before. I've obviously been to many conventions, but not anything about that theme. We were at the really great-looking Pursuit Channel booth. We were there for a few hours this morning. Didn't really get a chance to walk around very much because obviously we were just there to do the work. But it was definitely an interesting and different convention, for sure.
And in Vegas, you never know who you're going to run into. News broke earlier on that you ran into The Undertaker. How'd that come to be?
Oh, that was just honestly by chance. We were just standing there, doing signatures and signing and stuff. And then all of a sudden he was there and he goes, "Oh, wrestlers." And he came over and shook our hand and was really nice and then went on his way. I'm sure that he was, maybe he's a hunter or anywhere he's, interested in that kind of stuff. But he was just there and then he left. But he was very nice to us and we got our picture taken with him,
Very
I was
cool.
Just having a mark out moment for myself. But he was very nice and it's always great when you meet people that you kind of look up to and they're very polite and nice to you too. So that was nice.
Very cool. Seems like every time you do a convention, somehow I end up on the phone with you. I talked to you when you were at San Diego Comic-Con, and here we are again. Yes,
yeah.
Man. So when we talked last time, you had taken a hiatus from Impact Wrestling, but since your return, you've been setting the world on fire. How have you enjoyed your second go-around here at Impact Wrestling?
It's been great. I am so happy with the way that it has come, it's coming to fruition. All my, just like coming back as being the Vera Loca character is something that I've been doing for years, and she really is a representation of me more than anything. And I feel like it was necessary for me to come back to Impact different because it had just been too long. So I'm really enjoying that. I've been loving this incredible feud that I've been having with Tessa Blanchard, and now as Naka's champion. I mean, how can you ask for anything more coming into 2019?
Let's talk about Tessa Blanchard. When we had her on, she said you were probably the toughest challenge she's ever had at Impact. What do you think of Tessa Blanchard, the competitor, and how did you enjoy your homecoming match in particular where you won the title?
Tessa Blanchard is definitely, she's one of the best women wrestlers in general that in the world right now. I think that me and her bring out this animalistic, like, we both want to win so bad, and we're both so creative, and we both come from these different types of backgrounds and different paths, obviously, that we really bring out the best in each other. And I think that that's why we've seen such great matches come. And I'm really proud of what we've done, and I'm proud of that the Diamond versus La Vera Loca, and the fact that we've been doing this, since, October, and people are invested in it and interested in it, and that's what you want. You want buzz. You want people to be like, wow, that was different, or wow, I didn't expect that, or whatever it is. And I think that we did that, and I think it's continuing to grow even in through what happened at Homecoming and moving forward through the year.
Very cool. Is it cool carrying around that championship belt around Las Vegas?
Yeah, of course it is. Come on. I worked so hard to get it. So finally I'm Impact Knockout champion, and it just feels really good.
All right, so Killer Cross incident aside, the end of Homecoming saw you and Johnny holding up your respective championships. That had to be a really, really cool moment for you guys to know that you're at the top of the mountain in Impact Wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, we and John have worked so hard individually throughout our careers, even before meeting each other, to be on the top of the mountain, as you say, and it was just really the exclamation point on that when we both were leaving Homecoming and that evening, the first pay-per-view of the year as champions. He's the most supportive person and my best friend, and I adore him and love him, and I just know that he works really hard to get to where he is, and he he just brings out the best in me, and I'm just happy that we got to share in that moment. It's something that nobody's ever done before, and it's something that we'll have special with each other for the rest of our lives. So, I mean, it felt really amazing.
All right. And speaking of Killer Kross, I know you've done your share of intergender matches, but is Killer Kross a different kind of animal?
He's a psychopath and a lunatic, that's for sure. We all know that. I think that just now he's kind of going into this even deeper into the rabbit hole, so to speak, of craziness. But I have fought, you know, men three times my size and, you know, gone one-on-one with Brian Cage. I fought in tag matches with Rey Mysterio. You know what I mean? Like, I am not scared of anyone, and that means that I'm not scared of Killer Kross. And he's been making threats to me even after what he did at Homecoming. So it's just like, if Johnny doesn't put him in his place, I definitely have no problem doing it myself, and I will try. I've bled for my love of this sport, and I will not let someone push me around, push my husband around, or attack me. So I will definitely defend myself, and if it comes down to it, and if it comes down to me versus Killer Kross, I'm absolutely gung-ho for it.
Very cool. With Tessa Blanchard's suspension, it kind of feels like we might be building towards seeing Gail Kim return to the ring. Would you be interested in facing her one-on-one in the ring?
Absolutely. Gail Kim is a legend. She's someone that I look up to. She's someone that is such an important presence in the Knockouts locker room. As an agent, she gives the best advice, she just has great ideas, and she just really stands up for us and believes in us. And so, of course, if Gail came back into action, I would love to have an opportunity to have a match with her. Why not?
All right, just a couple more questions for you, then we'll let you off the phone. It's going to be one that Johnny mentioned right before Homecoming, when I talked to him when he was in Nashville. See, when you guys leave the house, I'm on the phone with you guys. I don't know why, but it just happens. He mentioned the movie you guys filmed in short order. It involves the Iron Sheik. Do you want to mention anything about this movie?
Well, actually, we were just looking at some rough cuts of it, actually, last week, which was really exciting because I hadn't seen any of the actual footage. It was just, I was dying of laughter watching this. It's so great. I can't wait for everyone to see it. It's a horror short. Like we've mentioned before, it's called The Iron Sheik Massacre, involving wrestlers and an Iron Sheik. it's just going to be a crazy ride. It's supposed to be funny. It's supposed to be gruesome. And I really think people are going to enjoy it. It's something really crazy and stupid that me and John wrote on our honeymoon together and that we're making come to life. And I can't wait for everyone to see it. Hopefully we'll have it finished, you know, in the next coming months, and we will submit it to film festivals in time for Halloween. It's just one other fun little project that me and John are doing together, and I can't wait for you guys to see it.
All right. He mentioned a word. I do a transcript after we talk, and I write every word down, and I think he said that Iron Sheik is malt, M-O-L-T. Do you know what word he was going for, or does that not mean anything to you?
That means absolutely nothing to me.
I'm looking like up Urban Dictionary to try to figure out what he said, but I guess I didn't
get
that
so
one right.
That's so bizarre. I don't know. John speaks his own language sometimes. Who knows?
All right. So back to Impact Wrestling. You guys have a new TV home. You're live streaming on Twitch as well as airing on the Pursuit channel. Thoughts of Impact Wrestling's new direction since you've been back and the new television home of Pursuit?
The Pursuit Network, as everybody knows, is a hunting and fishing and outdoor channel. And a lot of people are like, I don't understand what the correlation of that is or like where you're going to fit in. But guess what? We are going to stand out. It's not about fitting in. We are going to stand out. And I think that it's a great channel for us to be on because it's allowing us to do what we're doing on Twitch. And now Impact, there can be no more excuses of people tweeting at us or saying to us that they can't watch Impact Wrestling, because if you have the internet, you have Impact Wrestling. So I think it's great, and I think that we're going to be able to touch a different, more people, and more people are going to be able to see what we're doing. And I think that 2018 was a real turnaround point for Impact, and I think we're going full steam and into some crazy stuff into this year. So I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm excited that more people are going to be able to watch it.
Very cool. I tell a lie. This will be my final question. You guys are returning to Vegas in February, but you just came off of a run in Mexico. I got to assume that felt a little bit like a homecoming for you, working back in Mexico.
Yeah, it was like two homecomings back-to-back. It was great. I had so much fun. The crowd was lit. Like, they were just having the greatest time. I thought it was interesting because they were getting to see me evolved and me in kind of my new home, which is Impact. And they were great. And there's some crazy stuff you guys are about to see on TV that I'm like, don't want to spoil it for you. It's some pretty good stuff that we did down there on for everybody, not just the women's division, but everybody really brought it. And we're going to be back in Las Vegas on the 15th, 16th, and 17th of February at Sam's Town. So if anyone's in the area and wants to come check us out, this is the perfect opportunity to do so. These are live TV tapings. Everyone will be there, and yours truly as well. So
awesome. Taya, we can't wait to see those tapings from down in Mexico, as well as see the upcoming shows. Of course, you can catch Impact Wrestling on Pursuit Channel every Friday night and live streaming on Twitch. So like you said, there is no excuse not to watch Impact in 2019.
Yes, thank you.
All right. I hope you have a great night, and thank you so much for taking the time to do this here with me.
Of course, and I'll talk to you soon.
I hope you do. Thank you. Bye-bye.